Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Sandy Cheeks K-Talk. How was your weekend? How was your day? I hope you guys had a lovely weekend. Today I'm very excited, and I'm currently recording this on a Wednesday, and I'm excited. I feel excited for no reason at all. Okay, so I've decided that I decided last week, or was it like before last week? I just decided randomly, I can't remember the exact day, that I won't force myself to do things that, even if I enjoy doing those things, even if I'm like, I love doing those things, I won't force myself to do them when I'm not in the best mental state to do them, like when I'm not excited to do them. It's not like when it's necessary, I won't do it. When it's necessary, I will. But I just feel like if it's not that necessary, I'll calm down and I'll take my time. I really get myself in the right state of mind. Like, I'm happy, I feel excited, and then I'll go ahead and do it. And I have to put in effort, of course, into being happy and being excited to do that thing. Because you can't just say, wait till I'm excited. No, I put effort into making sure I'm excited and, like, expect myself to do that thing. I'm talking too much. So last week I was supposed to record a podcast, but I was not able to. I am so sorry. I want to keep myself grounded and actually deliver every Monday if it's possible. I will try my best. I promise. So keep checking in and subscribe if you haven't, and please share my podcast. Okay. Anyways, let's get into why we are here today. This is a very interesting topic for me. I feel excited talking about it. I wish I had started when the show was kind of like recent, and then I would have had a lot to say on my TikTok also. But here we are. It's better late than never, right? So yeah, here we are. So today I'm going to be talking about the my first ever K reality dating survival show I watched, which is Singles Inferno. Drum roll. Okay, so like, I'll be honest, a lot of people have told me check out this, and I'll be like, no, I'm not checking it out. People are just going to hype something and make me waste my time. I'm not going to check it out. I don't feel like I would like it. Let me just watch K-dramas and please. guys, see, like, a lot of people try to convince me. I was like, nah. Someone asked me, are you watching? I said, nah, I'm not watching it. Then my friend texted me on WhatsApp, and she was like, you have to check this out, Amaka. You have to check it out. I was like, okay, let me just give it a try. I'll check it out, and then I go ahead and check episode 1 out. And I started from season 1 because I was like, okay, maybe it kind of flows. And oh my god, guys, I was hooked. I was literally hooked on this thing. I did not leave my phone. I was watching it, like, I think I finished like episode 5. It was so good. I was fucking, I was glued to my phone watching this on Netflix. And my god, if you've not seen it, go and watch it. P.S. I won't be giving any spoilers. I'll just be talking about the characters, the people I remember, and people I actually admire, for people that have watched it. And for people that haven't watched it or seen it yet, go check it out. Go and watch it. And then if you don't like it, you can text me on Instagram and let me know what you think. And like, you can just text me on Instagram and tell me, you're so chic that I recommended something bad. But like, honestly, if you love romance, K-dramas, you love all these like sweet things, go and watch it. It's like watching a K-drama, but like, these people already forwarded to episode 8. Because it's like, and it's more exciting because it's real. You can literally see like the emotions, everything is playing out. And it's more thrilling in the sense that it's real. It's like, you can't decide what happens. And it's not like a K-drama that is well already written out, that you know, okay, this is the main lead, this is the guy that's going to get the girl, and this is the guy the girl is going to choose, this is the second lead. It's very exciting because you can't tell who would choose who. So that thrill had me there, and I was just watching. I didn't even know when I finished season 1 and then went over to season 2. I think for me, the most exciting part, I don't know which is part, I think both parts were very exciting, but I think I preferred more guys in part 1 to the guys in part 2. For me, the guys in part 2 were just like limited. I'm not going to go in and just talk about it. It's cool. My favorite character in part one is, I can't remember her name, but the girl that was like, she likes big guys and everything. And the girl that got like four guys, I mean, three guys waiting for her. That's part one. And in part two, my favorite girl character was Nadine. I just liked her. I liked her. I just liked her, honestly. I don't even know why. I like Nadine. I also like, from the guy part, I like Jung Woo. He was so genuine, and I was so glad. I was so glad. Oh my God! Oh my God! I don't want to give spoilers. I don't want to give spoilers for people that have not seen it yet. Like, how great would it be to have something like that in Nigeria? Like that kind of show in Nigeria. I know we all know Big Brother Nigeria. I don't watch it though. I don't watch Big Brother Nigeria. I'm not criticizing anybody that watches it. It's like, for me, I don't just. I don't know. I feel it's, I don't know, it's not my kind of thing, honestly, so I don't watch it. But like, imagine if you had something like this date issue, I would go, honestly, it would be fun. It was fun watching them, and I feel it would be fun for me myself to be present in that kind of thing. Like, oh my gosh, the thrill will be too much. I love things that give me thrill, like make me, oh my God, I can't wait, like anxious and nervous, not in a bad way, now excited in a good way. I like those kind of things, and I'll tell you guys, this Singles Inferno gave me everything, gave me K-drama romance. It felt like I was watching the K-drama, literally, like, and it was never boring. It was just exciting. I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, I was crying throughout. So that's basically it. That's all I have to say. So if you've not seen it, go and watch it. It's probably that's my first ever reality show I'm seeing, dating survival show I've seen. I'll try to see more because this one has convinced me that, okay, these things are not boring. They are not boring at all. Like, they are not boring at all. I don't know why I was thinking I'll be bored. Anyways, so if you've not seen it, please go watch one episode. Just one episode. Then text me on Instagram and let me know what you think. And I'll be so excited that you did. I'm sure you'll be excited that you did too. So I think that's all I have to say. I have to leave now. But before I go, thank you for listening to this part. And I hope you share the podcast. And please, on whatsoever platform you're listening to Sandy Cheeks K Talk on, could you, not could you, please, please, please give it a 5-star rating. Please, I'm on my knees, but please, could you give it a 5-star rating? And don't forget to share on your Instagram stories and tag me, whatever, just tag me. Take a screenshot of it right now and tag me on Instagram and let me know you're listening. And I will see it. I will see it and I will reply. Don't worry, I'll reply. I'll be so grateful. My heart will be filled with joy. Yeah, I think that's all I have to say. Go and watch it now. Go and watch it because, like, you have to. I'm still excited thinking about everything. Okay, guys, bye and see you next week. Bye.